What's going on, everybody? This is the pastor coming right at you. OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com. I am so excited. What's going on to everybody out there in social media land? OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com. We are live. Please, you can go to OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com right now. You can go and click on join us. You can join us. The only thing we need is your first and last name and email address. If you want to join us, we got some things that we're working on to ensure our actual salvation, to ensure how we look at Christ, how we look at the Word. We got some stuff working in the background for you. This is the pastor coming right at you. Thank you very much for everyone who supported the ministry thus far. We got all the paperwork is done for our nonprofit now. Everything is on the move. I am so thankful. You can still go and look up the One Life Show. You can go to wherever you get your podcasts. Because the One Life Show is still moving strong. No doubt. The One Life Show is still going strong. And again, you can go and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. You can always contact us at PastorOneLife@gmail.com. But I want you to go to the one-stop shop right now, OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com. There you can also go to our BlessingsByLady.com, which is where we can take care of all your shea butter and soap needs. The pastor right at you. God bless y'all. Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is the pastor coming right at you. How is everyone doing out here in the internet world? How's everybody doing? We are live, OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com. We are so live. I am so happy. I'm very thankful for what's going on. So thankful that, you know, ministry is up and running. Ministry is what we do. Just can't do nothing without ministry. You know, it is what it is. And I am so happy and so pleased to be the one that God blessed to really get it all together, put it together, and get things going. I am so, so thankful to God. I am so thankful to God. Saints, you would not know how thankful I am in regards to getting the OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com up and running. Because I'm so excited because we're not just up and running as OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com, but we got everything that's about ministry, like being a nonprofit. We got all of that. All of that paperwork is done. All of it's done. We've been out for quite a long time. I prayed. My wife prayed. My first lady prayed. Me and my baby, we got together and, you know, we said we're just going to do it. Step out on great faith and we're just going to do it. And we did it. Everything about our ministry is legal. Everything. It's a nonprofit organization. We definitely will be accepting donations shortly. Because I'm definitely going to ask, you know, saints, you know, help a brother out. As they say, help a brother out. You know, we want to get this launched, get everything done correctly. We're working on a newsletter in the background. Just some background stuff. Working on a newsletter in the background that's going to deal with different things. But again, One Life Outreach Ministries, I want everyone that has supported our ministry to truly understand what we're about. We're not going to be making videos. We're not going to be making content, talking about other people's stuff. Not doing that at all. What I want you to know, and what God wants you to know, and what I believe within my mind, my heart, and my soul, what God wants us to focus on is the agenda that's out there that the devil has. But everything that we see has been incorporated into this agenda. Things that we deal with in life, you know. And I want you to know that OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com, we're here for you. We're going to talk about dealing with it, both heart, mind, body, and soul. That's what we're going to deal with. Trust and believe me, I've been doing this for quite some time, for quite a long time. And I see what's on the internet. I see what's on YouTube. I see the videos. I see them. And I'm not pleased with it. And I know, you know, there are a lot of ministries out here who are actually going ahead and excuse me, they're going ahead and they're still discussing what's wrong with this, that, and the third about other people's ministry. Me personally, okay, this is my total belief. God didn't call me to do that. God did not call me to talk about other people's ministry, other people's belief. I won't bash nobody because that is really meaningless to me. If you want to look at from my standpoint, from where I sit in life, I've been doing this preaching. I've been preaching itself since 1998. A wonderful couple by the name of Tyrone Moore, and I think her name was Darlene Moore, or Deborah Moore, I'm sorry. They came to me and my wife. We talked, we discussed. They ordained us some time later as elders. All right, so me and my wife were elders of a church. All right, we're elders of the One Life Outreach Ministries. That's what we are. We're overseers. If you want to know what elders are overseers, okay? And that's pretty much what we are. We got ordained as elders, and we still have uphold and will uphold and have upholded that title. So we're not going to do anything to blemish what we have built over the many years. And we got ordained in the year 2000 to do all of this. I personally have been in different schools as it is. Currently right now, I'm working on my bachelor's degree in theology. Thank you, Jesus. I'm working on my bachelor's degree in theology. So when I'm coming to you like this, I'm coming to you to be transparent with the saints. But I want you to understand that I'm not going to be coming from nowhere. My first lady will be coming from the point of someone else's video or what someone else is doing wrong, because that's not going to help you as a saint, as a follower of Christ. What we want to do here at One Life Outreach Ministries, we want to make sure and to ensure that your heart, mind, and your soul has an understanding, and you have that relationship with God, that your heart, mind, and your soul will be protected under the Holy Ghost. That's what we want to do. Okay? So that's us. That's the beginning, our what we call our grassroots, our humble beginnings, and this is where we are now. And I'm thankful to God that we are here. Because if it had not been for God, we would not be here. Amen? Amen. So we are here now. And we're going to go ahead. We want to make sure that we uphold it. So, what I want to do, this is the pastor coming right at you. I'm here. Thank you, Jesus. Please, again, go to onelifeoutreachministries.com. onelifeoutreachministries.com. You can go there. You can, we have what's called our Join Us. We have the One Life Show. We got Your Pulpit. Your Pulpit, when you go to our website, what that really talks about and what it's supposed to really do is to, for you, the listener, for you, the viewer, to say and understand that this is my pulpit. If you have something to say, you can say it right on there with no problems. You can always email us at pastoronelife@gmail.com. For any questions, for anything that you want to get into, we can get into it. But everything's going to be from a biblical perspective, okay? One Life Outreach Ministries was born off of another ministry we had some many, 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 many moons ago called, To God Be the Glory, To God Be the Glory Ministries. God shifted that and said, we want to do one life. Because you listen, this is where it's built off of. You only have one life to live, so why not live it for God, right? That's what One Life Ministries, Outreach Ministries is. We're an outreach ministries. We're growing. We're going to be a resource. So if you would like to partner with us, again, you can go to onelifeoutreachministries.com. You can go to Join Us. It's just your name and your email address. That's it. Your name and your email address. Not asking for no phone numbers, none of that. Just your name and your email address. Again, that's to join us. You can always reach out to us to onelifeoutreachministries.com. We are here for you. This video that's being done will be on that website shortly. It will be on the website shortly. But again, OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com. We're here to encourage and to inspire your heart, mind, body, and soul through the Word of God. Your heart, mind, body, and soul to be encouraged through the Word of God. No more, no less. And if anything that comes personal, like if I come across and want to say something to make it more impersonal, I really will deal with myself as from a pastor, from a man that's been in ministry for quite some time, who has lived a life. I will rather use myself versus talking about anyone else on this earth, because that's how I'm telling you, saints, that's how I believe God wants us to be, wants us to have that self-reflection first. Self-reflect first before you can talk about anybody else. I truly mean that. Truly mean that. Again, let's go get into this word, all right? There is an agenda. Give me one quick second, saints. Gotta pull this up real quick. Okay. There is an agenda, all right? Every day we deal with something. No matter what it is, every day we're dealing with something, right? Me personally, I'm a TV dude, all right? I'm a couch potato. I like to watch TV. Not necessarily a couch potato, but yeah, I'm a couch potato. Let's just use that phrase, right? I like to watch TV. I like to watch different things. And now, when I was younger, you know, certain things were on TV. It wasn't allowed. It wasn't allowed. You barely saw people, women with their just being on TV with the underwear on. When we were younger, when it came to even male models, if you look at some Hanes, back at Hanes, and Fruit of the Loom commercial from back in the day, it didn't show men on there with just their drawers. It wasn't like that. It was some other creativity in there to get us to go to accept Fruit of the Loom as a brand to buy and to wear, right? Same thing with women clothing, same thing. But now, when you look at the television and you say, okay, I gotta turn my head to the side because I don't want to see this here, or I gotta change the channel because I don't want to see all that, all right? I don't want to see all that. And I get it. I understand. You know, some people might say, you know, Pastor, you immature. I get it. I get that. I'm with you. But me personally, I look away because I don't want to see all that. You know what I mean? If I'm watching a movie, and me and my wife, we watch movies all the time. Literally, we watch movies all the time. And it's hurtful. It is very, very hurtful. You sitting there watching a movie and you don't know what's going to pop up. So, you know, things pop up. You know, you got same sex as kissing. You know what I mean? To me, and this is what I call it soft porn. That's pretty much what I call it. And to me, when I see it now, I see the agenda. The agenda is not just the homosexuality. The agenda is not just the violence. It's all part of what Satan has put out a long time ago. And we just in our lives running and we hit right into it. We run right into this temptation. And I'm going to get into this to you so you can see what I'm talking about, okay? Okay? Turn in your Bibles. I want you to go to, what's that? 1 John. I want you to go in your Bibles, and I want you to go to 1 John, right? 1 John chapter 2. Come on, let's go. 1 John chapter 2. I like to use the New King James version of the Bible, but I want you to go to the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 2. Now, I'm not talking about the actual book of John, the one that comes after Luke. I'm talking about the epistle of John, okay? So we're going to go to 1 John, right? And we're going to hit chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. And we want to go to verse, I think it's 15. Hold on one second. Yes. And we're going to go to verse 15, okay? Now, again, I'm just getting into this, and I want you to understand what's going on here. All right, I really do want you to see and want you to understand exactly what's going on here. Because, you know, listen, Satan is out here. Satan is out here and he's trying to make everybody fall into the same trap over and over again, right? And, you know, one thing I won't say, we're not perfect. I know I'm not perfect. I'm not going to act like I'm perfect, all right? I'm not. But this is what the word says, all right? Now, in the podcast, when you go to our One Life OutreachMinistries.com and you click on the One Life Show, I have started to speak on this, okay? I have a fresh anointing of understanding this a little more deeper and how to bring it across more. So I started it, all right? But I want you to go to 1 John chapter 2. Sorry, 1 John chapter 2, yes. I want you to start at verse 15. It says, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." All right? Okay, this is one of the epistles of John when he's speaking to the church, okay? Remember, the epistles are the letters to the church. And he's telling the people of the church that's in the church, do not what? Love the world or the things in the world. Do not love the world. Sorry for my head being so high, gang. I'm sitting there reading with these glasses. Do not love the world or the things of what? In the world. And this is part of the actual agenda, because when it comes to when it comes to this, let's take it back even a little further. When it comes to the Word of God, correction, when it comes to finance, let's deal with finance, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Let's deal with finance. When it comes to getting money, a lot of us will do whatever we got to do to make sure that we can do what? Bring that bread home. Because that's what we want to do. We want to supply for our families. A lot of us are married. A lot of us have children. Now a lot of us have grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. And we want to be able to supply for the needs of that family, for our family. That's what we want to do. So what happens, especially in our community, you know, the black culture, the black community, from what, and I'm, again, I told you, black community, but I'm talking about me. Me, when I'm coming up, and I live in Philly, been living in Philly all my life, and I want you to understand how I came up. I came up, it wasn't easy. You know, I know it's not easy for a lot of people, but it wasn't easy for me, okay? So I began to actually found a necessity to get the things of this world, right? We get these things of the world. How do we do that? We go out, we sell some dope, right? Go out, be that drug dealer, be that street bull, carry guns. You know, we think at the time that we are actually participating in something that's actually killing us. Right? Amen. So that's what we're talking about here. Do not love the things of this world. Now, fast forward to my age now. I'm more of an established man. Okay, I'm more of established. I'm still a young man, but I'm an established young man now. Been married for 31 years, going on 31 years this year. Three grown men. Right? They're not boys anymore. Three grown men. I'm established man. But I still want to do one thing. I want to be the supplier. I want to be the one that finances my family thoroughly. Right? I still want to be the what? The breadwinner. Despite. I still want to be the breadwinner. Why? Because that's in my nature. It's in our nature. But I can't do what I used to do when I was younger. Can't do it. Can't do it. Because, and I refuse, let me tell you why I refuse to do certain things. Because the world will say, well, listen here, Pastor, you're a broke young man, all right? You're a broke young man. You'll never, this is what the world says. The world says you're broke. Your finances will never add up to your dream. It'll never happen for you. But again, what happens? You step out on faith and you launch OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com anyway. Right? So I do not, and I refuse to do things of how the world states we need to do it. God has always provided a way for my family to have, whether it was something that we wanted or not, not wanted at the time. Let me put it to you like that. Like, some people like to eat steak. We didn't have steak. Maybe we had to eat, fish? Maybe we had to eat some, we survived, right? Now you're at an age, you're tired of all that surviving. But I refuse to do the things of the world, because the world will keep you caught up in the world. But when you stay with God, right? When you stay with God, the other part of this scripture comes into play. And the other part of the scripture says, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So that's something that I had to stay with, because I wanted the love of the Father. Now, let me go a little bit deeper. So, I want everyone who views this to have a true understanding of me, the pastor, all right? I grew up as an only child, right, in Philly. Grew up as an only child. Then, at a certain age, I think age of 13, 14, I think it was 13. Even before 13, I've been in nine different foster homes. At the age of 13, I got into my final foster home. I've never been adopted, never wanted to get adopted. But what I'm stating to you is this, is that because of how God has his hands wrapped around me all of my life, I was able to live a life to come to you, saints of God, to come to you, saints of God, so that you can see that despite what you may have done or what you may be going through at the time, if you keep your hand in the Lord's hands, right? And if you keep your love for God, if you keep your love for God, I'm going to say it one more time, if you keep your love for God, he will definitely bring you to pass. Okay, some history about myself. My last foster home, I came in there with a Bible. With a Bible in my hand. Came in there with a Bible in my hand. I loved the Lord as a young man. As a young man, I loved the Lord. I'll never forget. I really started, I'm going to say, my Christian journey at a church called South West Philly, and that's on the tip of my tongue. Now it's gone. Lord, bring that back to me. But it was a Pentecostal church at the time. Out there in West Philly, that was my last home where I lived on Lebanon Street. God bless them all. But that's where I really began my spiritual journey to understanding God. Truthfully, that's true as a young man. It was called Refuge Church of Christ. That's the name of the church. Refuge Church of Christ. I never forget the church. I can't remember because so much was going on in my life, like the pastor at the time. I know I sung in the choir. I know I played the drums a little bit, but that's pretty much all that I can piece together. But I know as a young man, that's where my love for God began, right there at that church. And then, fast forward, I'm 13 years old. Now I'm at my final destination for a foster home. Bless everyone that knows me who watches this. God bless you all. But what I'm saying is to you is that even though I put my Bible down, right? I put the Bible down. Put the Bible down as the age of 13, 14. Just started running amok. But then I came right on back to God. And understand this. My last destination for my actual foster care was that these people stayed in church. These people stayed in church. And so because you stayed in church and already knew who God was, the love for God grew even more. Okay? But I still ran amok. I still ran amok. I still did what I wanted to do, regardless of what anybody was saying. I'm going to do what I wanted to do. That's how I wanted to live my life, right? That's how you want to live your life. Cool. But God still had his hand on me. Despite everything that I'd done, even when I was in my my worst predicament where I shouldn't even be talking to you, Saints, God had his hand right on me. He had his hand on me like a fist. That's how tight he had his hand on me. Then I met my wife later on in my life. Well, later on, but it was really early. Me and my wife been together for quite some time. And my wife says, you know, if you don't go back to church, we can't get married. So what do you think this young man did that loved this woman? He ran back to the church because God showed her how close I was to him, but just didn't know. But again, God had me, his fist around me, because I still had what? The love of God in my heart. That's how deep everything was. I still had the love of God in my heart. I still loved God. I still knew who God was. I still knew all 66 books of the Bible. I could still quote you scriptures and everything. Right? Yeah. That's how good God is to me. So I'm coming here just to share this with you. And I'm going to end this because I want you to understand. I'm going to break this up into parts. So when we come back, you can get this understanding, okay? Again, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not what? Love the things of this world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I want you to know something. I mean, this is something really important, Saints. If you want to get closer to God, get less of the world out of your life. I know. Pastor, you talking too much. How am going to do all that? We that's what OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com is here for. We're here just for that. So we can help you. We can help you, the viewer. We can help you, the listener, because it's going to be on our podcast as well. We're here to help you, the one that just signed, went to OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com and joined us. We're here for you. We're here to help you with your questions. We're here to help you with your walk with Christ. Right? OneLifeOutreachMinistries.com. You only have one life to live, so why not live it for God? Get the world out of your life. In Jesus' name. Amen.